This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Last month, the Addison Independent published a poem by Nargis Ansali, a 13-year-old 8th grader who attends Middlebury Union Middle School. The poem is titled simply, "To All the People Who Hate Muslims." Ansali originally wrote it as part of the Young Writers Project. Reaction to her poem has spread around the state and beyond, and today we've invited her to speak with us about it. Nargis Ansali, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
We're so glad to have you. And we wanted to give listeners a chance to hear you read your poem in full. So I'll let people know it takes several minutes, but Nargis, would you read it for us?
Of course. To all the people who hate Muslims, do I scare you? It is Islamophobia, after all. Do I scare you? Does my family scare you? Me, standing at about 5'2", with big bushy hair and a penchant for zoning out and having graphite-stained fingers. My sister, 10-year-old, who once made her own little snack dispenser out of a cardboard box and some tape. My father, who makes us pancakes in the mornings, who loves gardening and prides himself on making food out of the vegetables he grows. My mother, who loves tea, who just got her PhD and loves dancing to Farsi songs with us. Are you scared of us? Because that seems a little silly now, doesn't it? Telling everyone that you're scared, scared your culture will be gone, scared we'll bomb you, scared, but you aren't really scared, you're angry. Angry because you have lost people that you knew, and I can't blame you for that. Angry because we speak with the wisps of foreign places on our tongues, and you cannot love the places like we do because you have never been there, never seen our city streets. Angry because you hear things that are done and you do not understand them, and confusion is often the source of hatred. So no, I won't believe you are scared. I think you are angry with people you have never met in your life, never talked to in your life. But if in the middle of your anger, consider this. I am scared. Scared when I walk down the street at night, whenever someone's walking a little too close, I hold my phone oh so tight and pretend that I am talking. Scared when I see someone wearing a red hat, I scan the words, feel my heart skip a beat when it's not what I was expecting. Scared when I watch the news, hope that we are not forced to identify ourselves with badges, repeating history, my God, what has it come to? I'm scared. And maybe in your mind you feel proud, but you made a 13-year-old girl feel scared. Do you feel proud now? You made my 10-year-old sister scared. Do you feel proud now? You made my mother cry. Do you feel proud now? You made my father feel helpless. Do you feel proud now? I bow down to a God you think is not yours and you hate. I sing prayers in a language that is not yours and you hate. I fast for a month to understand the struggles of the poor and you hate. It's starting to feel like if I just breathe, you will hate. All because you do not truly understand Islam, never picked up a Quran in your life. But I ask you, did the Bible not say, thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself? Well, we are your neighbors. The people that run the dollar store, the people that teach you, the people that you teach, the people who are your friends, we are everywhere. And yet you never notice because Islam is some monster you have built up in your head. And I'm not saying we are perfect, but neither are you. And there's something with me asking you to not hate me, asking you to be okay with my existence. It is my right to live in happiness, and it is my right to practice my religion. I am not a monster for praying, loving, existing. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I don't hate you. I forgive you, because that is what my religion tells me to do. All I'm asking is for you to understand I don't want to be scared anymore. Please don't let me be scared anymore. And most of all, please don't be angry anymore. Love me.
Nargis, thank you. Thank you for reading that. What a wonderful reading of it you do in addition to the poem itself.
Thank you.
Was there something in particular that sparked you to write this poem, or more an accumulation of experiences?
Well, I think it was both, because I think most people have heard of the New Zealand attacks on two mosques. And that was really when I wrote this poem, but it's kind of been building up for a while because of all the things you see on the news about Muslims or another vandalizing of another mosque, but it was really that New Zealand attack that just triggered this.
What did that New Zealand attack feel like for you?
It was scary because I woke up in the morning and I went downstairs and my mom was sitting at the kitchen table and she was upset and I didn't know why, so I asked her and she told me to check the news. And so I did. And then it was somebody was had shot up two mosques. They didn't know how many people were dead, and it was because they were Muslim. And at that point, I didn't know what to do with myself because, you know, you never expect to wake up and see that. And even though Vermont's like a very safe place, there's always that thing in the back of your head that's like, what if, you know?
Mm-hmm. In the poem, you call it to all the people who hate Muslims, and then you talk directly to someone. You know, you're saying, you mm-hmm. do this, you do this, and you end it by saying, love me. Who do you think of as the person you're talking to?
I think of all the people who get on the news, and they think it's okay to tell people that Islam is dangerous, and it's an ideology, and that all Muslims are evil. I'm talking not only to the people who have a public platform, but those who secretly hate Islam or secretly just, like, whenever they see something on the news about a Muslim, they think, oh, they must have deserved it. I'm talking to people like that because I feel like there's not an open dialogue. And that needs to change if things are going to get better.
Does the fact that you're 13 help with that somehow? I mean, in some ways it can be disarming to hear something from a young person, someone like you, who's saying, you know, you say in your poem, you made a 13-year-old scared. Does that make you feel proud? Do you think that you can get into people's hearts perhaps in a different way than if this was adult-to-adult kind of conversation?
I think people are surprised when young people put their voices out there. And I think we're at a point now where they shouldn't be. But the reason I added that in there is because usually you see young people as being, you know, they don't know how to take care of themselves. They still have their parents with them and they rely on them. And so when this 13-year-old girl, me, is telling you that she's scared of you because of something you did, I think that has a lot more impact than, for example, like a 30-year-old saying that.
You know, one of the other things about being a young person, you said you have your parents with you and your parents are still in many ways taking care of you. I'm curious mm-hmm. because, you know, there are times when parents want to protect a child from not only having to think about these things, but putting yourself out there and then, you know, facing reactions from people, facing classmates who have read your poem. How has that been to have this dialogue with your family about saying, this is what I want to do and this is who I am and I'm going to put it out there?
Well, so I've been writing for a while and I often write about political stuff because it's sort of my release, like I'll see something on the news and I'll write about it. And so I think the large thing that people might not understand is that in families like this, when you are a minority, for example, we are Muslim, and there's no time when you really sit down and you talk about, oh, like these people, you know, they think this of you because of this. It's more of sort of like an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And it is difficult sometimes because, you know, I'm 13 and they still want me to be careful around people. But luckily, my community is very supportive. And I don't think we were ever worried about what people would do in our community at all.
And are they coming up to you and telling you about what they thought of reading your poem?
Yeah, it's a really strange feeling because they come up to me and they're like, oh my God, I read your poem, you know, it's so good. And I you know, I don't really know what to say because when people do that, it means a lot.
Yeah, yeah, it means a lot, but obviously action would mean perhaps more than appreciating your poem. Nargis, I appreciate you sharing it with us, reading it for us, and talking
Thank
to us
you.
About it. Thank you. Narges Ansali is an eighth grader from Weybridge, and her poem was published in the Addison Independent.